Lead prosecutor Brenda Hollis wants the U.N. Special Court for Sierra Leone to restrict Mr. Taylor's communications with defense counsel during her cross-examination.
It's very important that this phase of the examination not be susceptible to rehearsal or other preparation.
Lead defense counsel Courtney Griffiths says prosecutors apparently fear Mr. Taylor's attorneys may affect the truthfulness of his responses during cross-examination.
The particular mischief to which my learned friend's application is addressed, which is the suggestion that, whether directly or inadvertently, contact between the accused and his counsel might in some way either coach or influence the content of his testimony. That's the mischief at which it's aimed.
Mr. Taylor's pleading not guilty to an 11-count indictment that includes murder, rape, enslavement, and conscription of child soldiers during Sierra Leone's civil war. While president of Liberia, prosecutors say Mr. Taylor acted as the effective leader of the Sierra Leonean rebel group, the Revolutionary United Front. Mr. Taylor spent most of the past 13 weeks on the stand dismissing the prosecution case as a series of lies. With cross-examination now underway, prosecutors say they intend to challenge the accuracy, truthfulness, and completeness of Mr. Taylor's testimony. And for that, they say he should not be coached in court by his lawyers. If defense counsel needs to communicate with Mr. Taylor on other issues, Hollis wants judges to order that they must first notify the court.
It may be that other matters arise that would require consultation between defense counsel and the accused. Matters not related to the accused testimony, such as the request for instructions or guidance relating to other aspects of the case, perhaps relating to other witnesses, other evidence that the defense may choose or try to bring before the court in the future.
Hollis says she is not asking that defense lawyers disclose the content of their discussions with Mr. Taylor, simply the subject matter that they intend to discuss. Griffiths says even that notice denies Mr. Taylor attorney-client privilege.
The difficulty with notice is that such notice runs up against the brick wall of legal professional privilege. That's the difficulty. Because how is such notice to be provided without lifting the veil of legal professional privilege, which even in these courts exists between a defendant and his lawyers?
Justice Richard Lissack ordered prosecutors to make a written submission of their request Thursday and the defense to file a written response by next Monday. Until then, he says Mr. Taylor's access to counsel will be the same as during direct examination.
In the meantime, the normal access that has been applicable between the accused and his counsel shall continue, and of course the caution shall continue to be administered every day that the accused is forbidden to discuss his evidence with any other person.
Mr. Taylor is the last defendant before the UN Special Court. The Freetown session of that court has convicted the last of the Sierra Leonean rebels indicted. Mr. Taylor's trial is being held in The Hague because of concerns that his supporters might disrupt proceedings in West Africa. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.